Hi, this is Tessa James and
Anthony Runkle.
We're officers with the Lower Columbia Q Center and volunteers with the Harbor. And today is the 10th day of the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. We know the Harbor serves Clatsop County residents of all genders and sexual orientations. Today, we want to talk with you about the impacts of intimate partner violence within the LGBTQIA or queer community.
In the past, domestic violence awareness movement primarily focused on heterosexual relationships, which left out members of the LGBTQIA+ community. Recent research shows that LGBTQIA+ individuals experience rates of domestic violence and sexual violence at equal or higher rates compared to their heterosexual couples.
The way that society both hypersexualizes LGBTQIA people and stigmatizes our relationships can lead to intimate partner violence that can stem from internalized homophobia and shame. This impacts queer survivors in unique and devastating ways. Additionally, 1 in 4 transgender people report problems using insurance or being denied coverage, making it difficult to seek medical care after an assault.
For LGBTQIA+ survivors, the discrimination they face surrounding their identities often make them hesitant to seek help from police, hospitals, shelters, or rape crisis centers. If you are a member of the LGBTQIA+ community and you're experiencing domestic violence, sexual assault, or stalking, you are not alone. The Harbor can help. All our services are confidential and voluntary.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to learn more, the Harbor website is harbornw.org.
Our Facebook page is facebook.com/harbornw, and we are available by phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 503-325-5735, in Espanol 1-855-938-0584.